Hey, good morning. Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Sam Speck with us here in our live from our KGGF studios as we're joined in studio by Eric Wolf at the ICC Theater. As Eric, thanks for joining us here on this Monday.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, yes, of course. As you've been a very busy guy in the last week or so, couple of weeks actually, and then the preparation as well and the months ensuing up to it. But you had a play this last weekend, and I say we just go ahead and dive right into kind of the recap, how it went. I mean, obviously, it was a busy build up to it, but Within the Neil Wallace celebration, you guys had your play this last weekend.
Yeah, we actually started back in January with all the preparations for the play.
So all year. Wow.
Yeah, we actually started the casting process last year and then went into it full force in January and had a great turnout this weekend. We had almost a completely full house on Sunday. So, and a lot of good responses from it. So we're quite happy with it.
Very cool. And that was the Addams Family presentation?
Yes, the Addams Family musical.
Awesome.
It follows the Addams Family about, Wednesday's 18 years old, so now she's wanting to get married and she's trying to keep a secret from her family. And as we all know, secrets in families cause all kinds of disruptions. chaos ensues, but at the end, there's always the happily ever after.
You know, I'm curious, who would be Wednesday's love interest?
In this one, it was Daryl Hunter as Lucas Beinecke, a family from Ohio, and the Addams family's from New York. They have a nice little house in the middle of Central Park hidden by all the trees. So it's a typical Midwestern kind of family experiencing, one, New York, and two, the chaos of the Addams family.
Right, along with Uncle Fester.
Oh, yes.
Comes along with the with the family in general. Yeah, I mean, we spoke with Lisa Wilson about it, and I knew the Addams Family being around October, the theme of it. I mean, I knew it was going to be a hit, and I'm glad your guys' Sunday matinee was almost packed to the brim. So.
It was, and we were excited about that, and we had a good energy from the crowd all 3 days, and the cast was just amazing to work with, and so was the orchestra, which is all community members, because everybody who's on stage donates their time. No one gets paid. It's all community, just involvement, many committees doing makeup and wigs and costumes and sets and microphones and sound and lights, and it's just amazing how many people come together for this event.
You know, the thing that impresses me, because Independence Coffeeville, we're small communities, and to be able to have the type of community theater that we do in Independence, even if it is, you know, primarily once a year during Niwala, I mean, the talent that we have to support that, because it's often musicals that we're doing, which, I mean, you have to be able to act, you have to be able to sing, and in some cases, we're going to need you to dance.
Yeah, this one had a lot of dance in it. I have been just blown away by the amount of talent that's here in Southeast Kansas, from Coffeeville, Independence, Neodiche, Labette, all this area. I also directed Les Mis earlier in the year, or early last year. And just the amount of talent that we have in this area is just fantastic and just amazes me every time I get to work with it.
Well, and alongside that, with that, because I went to a school where it was the behind-the-scenes things, and you had mentioned, because there is the music, there's the lighting, there's, I mean, everything, the guys that you don't see on stage, it's the full production there, and it really does add effects to the show when there is good lighting, or there is good, whether it be a fog machine in the background. I mean, those special effects go along with the dancing, and it adds to the show, and most people don't see them because they're either behind the stage or on the soundboard or wherever they may be, but I mean, there's, like you had said, they're not paid to be there, and yet they add to the performance just as much as everyone on stage.
Oh, I totally agree. The most unsung hero for me is always the stage management team, the ones who are making sure all the emails get out, the scheduling is done, everybody's in the right places, the costumes are done, the lighting is set. So the stage management team are just amazing, and I had Lorraine and Teresa in this production, and I couldn't have asked for a better team of people to help keep me and everybody else organized.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Communication, especially with a big production. I mean, when I was in college, we had to do movies, short films. I mean, even with that, the amount of preparation is overwhelming. So if you stay organized and you've got a good person at the helm that sends out those emails or sends and keeps everybody in the loop, that's the difference between a mediocre to a professional looking broadcast or show, whatever it may be.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what else is coming up over there in the theater department at Independence Community College, because, sure, you do this. You do the big play over there at Niwala. I mean, come on, you know. But, I mean, you guys do a lot of other productions throughout the year, some of them not as large scale.
Very true.
But still, I mean, it's, you know, people learning, people using their talents.
We just finished up Dead Man's Cell Phone, and we're about to start with the Anna Plays, which are five student-directed pieces that the students put on and then get voted for best show, best actor, best supporting actor. And then that's November 16th. And then in December 7th, 8th, we have the Very Merry Christmas Carol Adventure Show. A very long title.
A little bit of a mouthful.
Yes. It is a completely family-friendly, family-oriented theater piece that's Friday and Saturday night only. And then Sunday, we're doing our holiday extravaganza, which is going to be a combination of orchestra, band, vocal, and music theater performances of holiday music. It's the first time we've done anything like this, and it's meant to kind of start to create a Christmas tradition here that you can bring young children to and adults too, and everybody have a good time without worrying about language or anything like that. And then our musical next semester is literally called Title of Show. It was a Tony Award nominee, and it's about two guys who are going to enter this musical theater competition and realize that it's due Monday and it's Friday. So they spend the weekend writing a musical theater show with their friends in their living room. And then our final big theater piece of the year is going to be She Kills Monsters in April. Yeah. So we have a lot coming up.
And again, you talked about that local, and again, they may be coming in from out of state or whatever, but they're attending ICC and CCC. I like how it is student, you know, produced. It's a producer, they're the writers, they're whatever it may be. And again, the whole 48-hour film festival, that's known, but then, I mean, I can't imagine coming up with a full play over a weekend in time, so that'll be interesting to see. But again, the talent within just the community college is unbelievable.
Yes. Sorry. The show is about two guys who write the
musical. Oh, okay. Okay, it was
weekend.
The theme. I didn't know.
We do the 24-hour play festival,
okay,
which we bring in a lot of high schools from around the area, Coffeyville, Labette, Independence, Neodiche, and they come in and write a play overnight and then act it and direct it over the next afternoon and then perform it that night.
Gotcha. I thought you were stretching your students a little bit there. Yeah, you got Saturday, Sunday to write it, and we'll see what we got on Monday.
We'll see where the chips lie.
That would be very interesting. Maybe we can add that to the rep.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, I recall one time I was taking a writing for broadcasting class when I was in college, and one of the things we had to write was, you know, a TV sitcom.
Oh, my goodness.
And a very similar situation, a horrible procrastinator on some assignments, wound up hanging out with my friends, and we wrote this sitcom over a weekend.
What was it about?
I'm interested as well.
Here we go. All right. Well, it was basically, it kind of followed my experience at Southwestern College, where there were a number of international students that I'd become friends with. So we kind of took that experience and expanded it, and we called it International Relations 101, setting, of course, you know, on a small college campus. And it was interesting. It was you know, the big gloom, of course, was a flag burning incident that one of my friends had actually seen in Wichita.
Oh my.
And was very, you know, upset about. So yeah. Anyway,
well, with that as well, and again, it's, most people don't realize the amount of time that they spend on stage and the actual production is only a small percentage of actually what the performance is. And I think with TV broadcasting is probably similar with plays. I mean, 60 to 65% of it is just preparation, writing, mapping out where people are supposed to be, and the organization side of things. So a good 80% of those 48 hours is writing and organizing, and then they have that little bit to rehearse and practice and actually get on stage. And I guess a good way to put it, say you had 2 years to make a movie, like a motion picture, the actors would be involved for about 3-4 months.
Tops.
I mean, they don't spend a whole lot of time actually
shoot
acting.
Shoot it in a number of weeks.
And get out. Yeah, shoot it and get out. But again, the pre-production is the biggest part about it, and it's impressive to see, especially with, again, small-town community colleges to bring in that kind of talent, and then you can see it firsthand.
It is amazing. I've really been impressed with everything and everyone I've met who's part of this event.
Yeah. And are we going to do another Inch Festival?
Yes, we are. I didn't bring that information with me. I am so sorry. I could look it up really quick. We've already announced our playwright, and we've announced the dates.
Yeah, no, yeah. I heard really good things from this past year of it as well, and of course, you know, within
right.
the first
and,
year
and
of
the,
living.
The Inch Festival is one of those things. I remember just the caliber of people that are recognized there. I remember a panel discussion that Arthur Miller was a part of where when I was a student at Pitt State, I actually got to meet him, and that was pretty heady stuff, meeting Arthur Miller.
Yeah, and again, yeah. I mean, within only living here within eight now, going on a year, that was one of the first things I had known about, just moving into Independence, is, oh, the William Inch Theater, the history, the, you know, the story theater as well as that, and then you guys had a hit this year, and then planning on next year already, so.
Yeah, we've got our playwright is Octavio Solis, and his name may not ring a lot of bells right at first, but he was also a voice actor in Coco, the Disney film, and so he's done a lot of great work, and we're really excited to have him here. Our festival is May 22nd through 25th this year, so right there at the end of May, and we're looking for towards a very fantastic festival again like last year, just bringing in a lot of people to the community and showing them that Independence and Coffeyville have a lot to offer in a small, you know, part of Kansas. It's a big art center.
Yeah, and it's amazing the people that come in here. There are people from New York, Chicago, all over the country that are here for that Inch Festival, and I've run into them all over the area. So it's a great feather in our cap, and we really need to embrace and celebrate that Inch Festival.
I had a great time with it last year. It was my first year with the Inch Festival. And just the amount of people who come in, both to do or to be honored or to support those who are honoring or just to come in and see the events and all the events that happen around town that bring people in, it just blows me away.
Yeah, and it's a lost, not necessarily art, because the talents are there on the stage, but people don't go out to theaters on a Friday, Saturday night anymore. So if anyone's out there listening and kind of just curious about it, I urge you to at least check it out. It's not like going to the movie theater. It's not, I mean, it's a completely different type of production. And again, like I said, it's kind of lost the interest in the general public. And in reality, it's great talent up there on the stage, and you might be missing out on the next guy that goes to Broadway or the next guy that you see on the motion picture screens.
I agree. And this kind of misconception came about in the Victorian age when everyone thought that, you know, the theater was for the hoity-toity and, you know, it became a little expensive for the common person. But tickets now are not that expensive. It's about the same as going to see a movie.
Yep.
And you can come in jeans and t-shirts and not be looked down on. So the idea of it being for upper class or for intellectual elite has really dissipated over the last 20 years. And we really try to foster that with the events that we do here, that we're not trying to be, you know, super highbrow and intellectual above everyone. We want everyone to come enjoy it, from, you know, 8-year-olds to 80-year-olds, to just come and have a good time and have a few good laughs and just enjoy the evening locally.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, you know, theater follows life.
Exactly.
And we're all living life, so, you know.
There's always something to relate to or laugh at or even recognize yourself in.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Eric Wolf, the head of the theater department at Independence Community College, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me. I've enjoyed this.
Yeah, it's been a great chat. I'm Deborah Woodall. He's Sam Speck. This is The Mighty 690 KGGF.